The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Glenn Robbins. Do I want, 'cause I get it,
if I don't, because I wanna. Ed, did you see Glenn Robbins arriving at the station?
Yeah.
He's decided to keep it topical. He's arrived Tony Bullimore style.
Crashed into the front.
He's driven a catamaran into the front of the station.
Classy.
Thanks for coming in, Glenn.
Lovely to be here.
Oh, what have we got to impress Glenn, Ed?
Oh, so much. Pointless jobs.
Pointless jobs, that's coming up. This could possibly be one.
Funky junkies.
Really? We're going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those ideas that sounded funny in the office.
And now it's on air, Tony.
Okay, that's going to happen. You never know what we're going to play today. We've got some Ford sizzle for our own Ford promotion, haven't we? That's confusing. And I'm sure Ian Thorpe will be mentioned.
Good on him.
Haven't got any material
he's
on him, but
we'll get it. Yeah, no, he's earned a mention.
Oh, look, and hey, enjoying our music today.
I was digging that.
Do you reckon we're going to get to play the whole theme by the end of the year?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
It's probably not going
to
happen.
Plenty of Bon Jovi to get to.
That's all coming up on Get This.
I can't imagine how anyone calling themselves a human being would do this sort of thing. It's just quite unimaginable.
Is that you, Glenn?
Oh, yes, Bon Jovi giving love a bad name. What a is there a better way to kick off Get This?
No, not as far as I'm concerned.
With Bon Jovi.
Ah.
We could have that wah, 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 wah one. That's pretty
What's
good.
That thing called, the thing, Rich, that he sticks under the microphone that makes him sound metallic?
The Razzle Dazzle filter.
Yes. That's what we have here. Who's on board? That was Richard Marsden talking just then.
Yep.
Ed Cavalier, you know. Talks with his mouth full. Very popular. What? Catching on. Other announcers starting to do it. And Glenn Robbins, he needs a fake round.
Robbins.
Glenn, thanks for coming in.
Lovely to be here.
He's joking about Tony Bullimore. Did you see the footage of him arriving back in port?
It was funny as home videos.
It was.
All by itself.
It could not have been funnier. This is a guy who's known as an incompetent yachtsman.
Perhaps if he sent the footage into Funniest Home Videos, won the 200 grand, he could start paying us back for the millions of dollars it costs to rescue him every time.
$6 million last time. Known as a bit of an incompetent.
A bit of an incompetent.
Out of radio contact for 10 days. Wouldn't you want to make a professional entrance into port?
Yes.
He comes in, he doesn't seem to notice that there's land approaching.
No, that's always been Tony's problem. He can't just differentiate between land and the sea and other boats and massive storms that he shouldn't sail into.
I don't want to bring it back to me, but if Russell Coit had a big boat, that's how.
And the guy who fell off did a bit of a Russell Coit. Because there's a guy on the front and he's going, oh, that's land. Tony will know what that is. He'll know that you meant to stop before we get there. Hang on, no, he doesn't. Oh, we're crashing straight into the dock. And then the guy's going, oh, I'm going to be thrown off, and then he's gone, oh, make a stunt of it, and thrown himself through the air. Obviously, we can't show you the footage, but it's still funny just to hear it. Have a listen.
An abrupt end for Tony Bullimore's Indian Ocean crossing in Albany this morning.
Welcome back, Tony Bullimore.
Crash.
Glenn, thanks for coming in. Is there now, hey, let's just put Glenn on the spot. Russell Coit, is he, you know, coming back?
Where's he gone?
Yeah.
He's out wandering around doing his thing. We're not doing him when we're not doing... Oh, look, here's an exclusive. I am actually about to do Russell Coit. Mm. I can't say what in, but I'm going to be...
The Birdman Rally. Russell Coit of the Birdman Rally.
I'll say two words. I'm going to be in a video clip.
Oh, hang on a second. Okay, Beyonce.
That'd be good.
You'll have to wait.
K-Fed.
It's pretty obvious, but I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Arcoit.
Shannon Knoll.
Very close, but please don't corner me on this, please, because I could embarrass myself.
Lee Kernaghan. Pete Murray.
Your suggestion?
Troy Cassidaly, Lee Kernaghan. From the Heartland. Okay.
I wonder what he'll be doing. Maybe like being a roadie and stuffing everything up.
Glenn
Robbins. Trying to set it all up.
Can't say.
Glenn Robbins, star of shows that you're never sure whether they're still on or not.
Yeah, that's
it. Russell Coit.
Right. Oh, okay.
Kath and Kim.
Right.
The Panel. Are any of these programs still going?
Just keep life in television in limbo. Just keep everyone wondering, and that means you never died, you never succeeded.
That's true.
You just went into television void, and I believe they're floating around out there in, you know, television. Mm. Yeah,
somewhere with Burjo.
Yeah, just floating out there. Russell Coit, look, Tom and I sit down and talk about occasionally, and you know, if an idea comes up, we might do it. But we're not nothing set in stone at the moment.
Around the world yachting challenge for Russell Coit.
Oh, V Tony Bullimore. Bullimore V Coit.
It was funny though, because watching the yacht reminded me of it, because when I would often do the Russell Coit, I'd have to pretend to drive forward and have to put it in reverse, and timing Bullimore's comic timing was absolutely perfect.
Fantastic. It could not have been staged funnier.
I'd need 10 takes to do that. He did it in one.
He's good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, okay, we're challenging you, Glenn. Have you got a challenge for us? What are you up to?
Oh, no, look.
You want to talk about?
There's something that has annoyed me for a long time, because I maintain the James Blunt song, The Beautiful, when he starts it, he has a false start. And Richard, really? Listen to the start of the song. He starts the song with the normal thing, and then he comes in too early with the lyric and then starts it again. Where is it?
My life is brilliant.
Now, he starts it there, right? And then there's a bit of a pause. I don't know why. A bit of a gap. And then he starts up a bit later on.
My life is
brilliant. So that's a false start. Now, yes. I've always maintained what I said, that is a mistake.
It does sound like one.
Things come across my desk, Tony.
Do they?
What? What's happened?
And I happened to come across the production tapes of that very single.
Oh, is that right? Why have we not heard this before?
Yeah, have a listen to what actually happened on the day.
Okay, James, in your own time with the lyrics. My life's brilliant.
My life is
brilliant. Hang on, not yet. No, you gotta wait for the right time. Wait for me. Just hang on a tick. Any second now. Away you go.
My life is brilliant.
Much better.
Now, what happened was, it was fine, but then they go to the end of the song and he messed it up as well and just played the second part.
To face the truth. I will never be with you.
I'll never be with me, you f***ing idiot. James Blunt in the f***ing head. For Christ's sake, go again. God, come to rehearsal. Okay, in your own time. Don't go early this time. Think about it, mate. Wait for it.
My life is brilliant.
Oh, for f***ing sake, James. Not now. Wait for it, mate. My life is brilliant. Well, watch my hand signal, okay? Watching.
My life is brilliant.
Good.
My love is pure.
Now get on with it. Your love's pure, all right?
But can you explain Wise Men?
No.
Yeah. Can't explain that one.
Thank you, Glenn.
That's fantastic, Glenn.
No, that's Robin's trying to do a Tony Martin.
No, that is officially the most amount of work anyone has ever done.
That's it. You
coming
got it.
In on this show.
I was going past production and Matt was there and I said, Matt, I got this idea. And he is brilliant.
He is.
He is a star. He actually wrote all that. And I just
He did.
He did.
Dower. Yes, he's from up north, from Queensland.
Yep. Mm.
And I don't know, if anyone listening in Queensland would remember his radio show that he used to do out of his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? The Dower Hour of Power.
Yeah.
How old was he?
14, 15.
Apparently tapes exist.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And then he was Mad Dog in the Morning.
Oh, yeah.
He won't let us play that.
He moved out to the lounge room to do that one.
That's right,
It was more reach.
More cut through.
Yeah.
Cut through all the way to the kitchen, that program.
All right, look, we'll get to Matt Dow later.
That's the only time I'll take over the show.
Please do.
I could have been embarrassed.
We had a whole day on Friday dedicated to you, Glenn. It was U2 FM. You're looking at me confused. Yes. Aren't you in U2? Aren't you the Edge?
Are you the Edge, Glenn?
The bear has come running in.
Good bear.
One of the troopers here at Triple M. He's come running in. He said, have a look at the back of the new U2 album, U2 18 Singles. Is that not Glenn Robbins, guitarist for U2?
What? The one with the beard?
Yeah, that is you.
That's you.
Whenever people see you look-alike of themselves, they're the only ones who can never recognize it.
Yeah.
I can't see it. I'm sorry.
You're the Edge. Wait a second. What's this in your back pocket? A skull cap? Busted.
If you're in a record shop and if such a thing still exists, and
pick
you spot
up.
The U2 18 singles, there's Glenn Robbins on the back.
And people email in the a YouTube clip of the Up There Gazelle film clip.
Yeah.
And about halfway through, a man leans over the fence in a beanie and a scarf yelling abuse at the umpires.
And that's like me,
Gee, Robbins. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. Nikki is... used to produce the panel, and we had someone send in a porn movie, and apparently I look like a porn star.
Yeah, looked like.
Looked like a porn star. Yeah. I don't know what part of me looks like a porn star.
It's not that.
I had to go through the tape a number of times.
Did you? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. It is. Just, my moves are a bit different.
Just go to YouTube, type in Uncle Arthur porn.
Right. And you'll find it.
Hang
on. We don't want to drag him into the gutter.
Glenn's here. I think we've got a program, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's a program ready to go. Here, get this. It'll be pink. You and your hand.
Little something at the end there.
Let's get this around the nation. Glenn Robbins is with us. You may know him as the Edge from U2. He can't see it. We can.
I can't see it.
You really do.
Only on the back of this album.
Yeah.
That's from a few years ago, I think, that shot. Listen to this. Someone who was at U2 in Melbourne on, would it have been Sunday night?
Yeah, that would have been right.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently The Edge got to the end of the concert and said, thank you very much, Sydney. So that's always goes down a storm.
People are happy with that.
Apologise if that's not true. It might just be someone who's sending that in maliciously. Yeah. We just believe everything our emailers tell us.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't we? Sorry, I was doing something else and wanted
what
to sound like I was paying
over
attention.
There? On the internet there?
Yeah, I'm on the internet.
What so have anyway, you found?
So nothing yet. Nothing yet. Just searching.
If you type yourself into YouTube, if you just type Glenn Robbins in, what would come up? He's looking worried.
Let's find out, shall we?
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's much.
While you're looking that up, I'll just mention our fine sponsors, the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Now, with an extended 3-year, 200,000-kilometre warranty, the van that's so packed with safety features, they gave it to Tony Bullimore for an afternoon. He couldn't ding it. He really tried to ding it.
Really?
Nothing was working.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Mm. But he's never been seen again, of course.
No.
What's on YouTube?
Nothing.
Nothing for Glenn?
Yeah, there you go.
Really? Two N's for Glenn.
Two B's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two N's. Might have got maybe that wrong. Two B's.
I'll be going straight home and putting something on.
The footage has been removed. Must be one of those.
Here we go. This is more like it.
I don't.
The Archibald portrait story? Did someone do a painting of you for the Archibald, Glenn?
Yes.
How'd they go?
Not real good. And he's been wanting to get a sitcom up for a long time. And as soon as I did the painting, then I got pestered with, can you read my script?
Oh, really? Yeah.
The painting is Glenn going, no. Just hands up. Hey, what about Thorpey? He's some kind of swimmer, I'm told.
Yeah,
and turns out he's retiring. I don't know if people would have heard about this.
Mm.
Did you see that press conference, Glenn?
I listened to it on the radio, actually.
Yeah.
I thought he did well.
Yeah.
The photos, did you notice he just... snapshots everywhere? Did you spot a bit of that?
I wonder why they take so many photos.
At a press conference.
Well, it's a bloke sitting at a desk and his mouth is, and it goes off continuously. Having said that, I reckon with that in the background, you automatically sound important.
That's true. Here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Here's the trick. You speak with that in the background and you pause with what you're saying. I'll give an example. Yes. I'll challenge you, Ed.
Okay.
I want you to tell me how you got to work today,
mm-hmm.
but you must pause mm-hmm. as you go through it.
I woke up, Glenn, and walked downstairs and got on my bike.
See?
Yeah, because it sounds like that's going to be the big moment, the big reveal. Yeah, so that's what they're looking
for. The reveal.
How about what John Howard had for breakfast? Where you go.
I had pancakes and then I ate a huge slice of incentivation. I forgot to leave the pause. I'll go again, hit it again. All me plums. Oh, sorry, I haven't got the hang of this. I'm going to retire. Never. He still didn't leave the pause. One more. Hey, look at this. I'm wearing nothing downstairs. See?
It's hard work. The camera stopped. You hear that? As soon as you said that, the camera stopped.
You know what threw me? Every time I hear it, I keep thinking that Duran Duran song is going to start.
No.
Isn't there a bit of that?
Don't. Do we have to?
No, don't. Oh, no. Don't do that. Actually, sounds quite good. That sounds
all right.
Or worse, it could be Freeze Frame by the Jake Isles Band. That's that. Enough, Mr. Miles.
I don't know that Freeze Frame song.
Yeah, really? Oh, then you obviously didn't listen to Richard Marsden's radio show a few years ago where it was the theme.
Really?
Yeah. Thursday Night Rock every now and again, which I would fill in, which was a request rock and roll music show.
Yeah.
And would have Freeze Frame as the theme song because it's just so up vibe and interesting.
Cuts through?
You can't have a bad mood when you listen to Freeze Frame.
That's right.
Such a wild song.
What do people want to hear, Rich? What are they requesting? What's their go?
You know, anything off Bat Outta Hell.
Really?
Yeah. Sort
of, good on them.
Bikey opera.
Opera.
The Sweet Were Always Big. Yeah. Status Quo, obviously.
Quarter Flash, Harden My Heart.
Yeah, Journey.
Yeah.
Love a Boy Working for the Weekend.
Oh.
Pilot.
Yeah. Boom, boom, show. Boom. Come Back to My Room.
That's a great song. Yeah. That's a great song. That's probably one of the first pop songs I was ever aware of as a kid.
Yeah,
I just thought
right.
it was amazing.
That's a great one to... Yeah, I remember my magical childhood, the Paul Lukakis years. The Thorpey is retiring. That's what I'm told. What's he going to do now?
Nothing.
Who's this bloke, Max Markson? Do you know who that is, Glenn?
He's a what's the name? Manager yes. to the stars. He's the guy that crunches the deals. Yeah,
celebrity super agent. Yes. Here's what he says.
So I think he's going to go to Hollywood and become a movie star. Ian Thorpe's got his home in Hollywood already. His mates with Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, Heath Ledger, Naomi Watts. But they haven't got Schwarzenegger anymore. Bruce Willis is getting old. He's going to be the next Terminator. Ian Thorpe, the Terminator.
Ian Thorpe, the Terminator. Can you see that, Ed?
He's tough enough.
Yeah.
He's the voice alone strikes fear into the hearts of so many.
They haven't been talking about what he's actually doing, and I actually do know.
Oh.
Oh, what have you heard?
Fish and chip shop.
Is that right?
Ipswich.
Really? Is he going up against Hanson? Is he opening a rival fish and chip shop across the road from Hanson?
With fish named after other famous...
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Like, I think a torpedo is Frankfurt dipped in batter.
Yeah, so if I wanted a battered hacket, what would I be getting?
Sounds hideous.
You'd be getting a dim sim in extra batter.
But that's assuming that he's not, you know, playing the Terminator or because he knows, I love that, he knows Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise. Yeah. Oh, that's not enough firepower. Nah. And Naomi Watts.
Wow, there you go.
And Heath Ledger.
She's in charge of casting major action films these days. Naomi, what do you reckon? Sly Stallone? No, thanks. I know this bloke at home. He can swim.
Because they should remember those back in the 50s or 40s, whatever it was. They had those swimming movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Esther Williams.
Yes.
The water ballet.
Yeah. Do a bit of that gear.
Bring back a water ballet.
Yeah. Not the Terminator.
No.
The Terminator coming back from the future to show you some cool new clothes from New York.
Some curls.
Yeah. I can't see that working.
No. Does anyone care what he's going to do? I mean, outside of the swimming, he's a nice bloke.
Yeah.
But, outside of the swimming, does it matter what he wants to go and do? Seems a bit...
What do you think? Give us a call.
Yeah.
Sorry. We went AM there.
Sorry.
Every day now we go AM at
we
some point.
We did get a little bit AM.
Yesterday we were talking about apartments.
Cool. Oh, bloody Tuscan-style apartments popping up everywhere.
Give us a call.
People mispronouncing the word mal.
Yeah.
So we'll do a whole show on that.
But the thing is, you never know what we're going to play on this show.
You reckon?
Here's something we've had a lot of requests for during the year. This is one of these sketches we can't put on the website because of legal music rights issues. So a lot of requests for this. Here it is.
You never know what we'll play next on Get This. It might be some old stuff. Or it might be some new stuff. It might be some slow stuff. Or it could be some fast stuff. That's right, we've completely lost the plot and have no idea what we're gonna play next. It might be some old stuff. Or it might be something from the future. It might be rock. Down on Jump Street. Or music to make you think. Who knows? knows what we'll play next at Get This.
Right.
Start.
Oh.
Hey. Wanna play again?
Yeah, right.
It could be some old stuff. It might be some new stuff. Because we've got absolutely no idea what we're gonna play next. Show me what it's like. Well, sometimes we do.
The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
We love playing that. But mostly we've got no f***ing idea. It could be old. It could be new. It might even be this.
God's in charge of our day and our night.
But it definitely won't be Dave Graney.
No, you don't.
Oh, we nearly got it in.
Really snuck it through. Man About the House, that remix of the Man About the House theme, I'm surprised that hasn't caught on with the clubbers.
Yeah, why haven't we got Charles? We should be playing Charles in Charge theme song as a song. Yeah. It's so emotive.
Mm. Every time I hear some of those tracks, I know you've talked about this on the radio before, but you were the man that used to have on a cassette in his car the theme from Benny Hill.
Yeah, it's great.
And what would you do?
Well, if you had a whole lot of people in the car and you had to get somewhere in a hurry and everyone was going, oh, we're late, we're not going to get there, you just put Benny Hill on. Yeah. It's an icebreaker. People love it.
Which one was that?
Yakety Sax.
You must have that at your command, surely.
Your joke in the car, Glenn, is great. When you drive past you in a car, you always pick up your shoe and start talking into
pathetic.
It. It's a classic. Yeah. It's a classic.
Is that right?
Every time. The problem is, and then the next set of lights, I do it again.
Yeah.
I've been seriously thinking about buying a fake banana because I love talking into a banana. I can't pick up a banana without talking into it as a telephone. And no one ever laughs at it. And the more they don't laugh, the more I enjoy doing it.
You know what you need, Glenn? You need like a Bluetooth headset for your banana. So when you drive past them, you pick up and put on the apparatus.
It's a topical prop game.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we're running late. We've got to speed up this show somehow. Do it.
No, that's where the better will see.
Got him.
No pitches.
Fast down, Marcus.
Yes. We'll be back on time next on Get This.
Get This.
I would take the opportunity of counselling people not to go bananas.
And don't forget, you know, they're yellow and they're bent.
So you've been warned.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by Vic Garrett.
It's around the nation on Triple M. KOFM if you're in Newcastle. And why wouldn't you be?
Mm.
Glenn Robbins is with us. And we get a lot of emails in here. Ed, I just should say Sarah Taylor. We were just slagging Nickelback in that sketch there.
We were.
She says, just wondering if Ed is aware that Nickelback won the world's best rock group award at the World Music Awards.
Look, makes them the best.
The only thing I'll say to that, it was hosted by Lindsay Lohan.
That's
the kind of territory we're dealing with.
Was there a firecrotch feud?
Oh, I think so. I think between the Krug and the Lohan. Listen, how about this? We've got your David from Frankston thinks that next winter we should do a poncho show.
Oh,
they're exactly like caftans, but warmer. Also, added bonus is you don't have to buy one. You can just cut the, word I can't say, out of the rug on your couch.
Yeah.
And a poncho doesn't come all the way down, does it? It comes down, it sits over the shoulder.
A poncho sort of comes down into a diamond. Mm. So if the diamond was long enough, it'll cover your bits.
Yep.
Windy days. Everyone gets a look.
So you reckon poncho no pants day?
You can't. It's unfair. It's unfair to our poncho wearing brothers and sisters to have any gear on under your poncho.
They didn't fight.
You know, they didn't. You know, die face down in the mud for us to wander around wearing pants under our ponchos.
This is the worst forward sizzle I've ever heard. So people are meant to tune in next winter for poncho no pants day.
Listen, you. It was an idea from a loyal listener that I thought I'd read out.
That's
not all right with you, Martin.
Give that person a copy of a legal download,
all right,
our limited edition CD.
I will.
Glenn was just name dropping during the ad break.
He was.
Wasn't really.
In a good way, though.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Well, do you want me to tell you what I was
going on?
About?
Who did you drop?
No, I was talking about this on the shebang the other day that I was at the airport and someone came up to me and introduced himself And I've gone, of course, I'm thinking, oh, he thinks I'm the Edge from U2. and he recognises me. And then I realised that he's going up to everyone the same way. And it was...
David Heathcote.
And he was kissing everybody. Yeah. He was hugging everybody. He was shaking everybody's hand. He was asking where they were going and what, you know, and he was kissing babies. And it brightened up my day.
Wow.
And he went into the club and did it all through the club. I don't know where you're going. I'd love to see you.
He's persisting with that shtick, is he?
Yeah. The movie's come out already, man. It's won some awards. You can drop it.
That's what I should have said to him. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it was fun, but I didn't mean to sort of...
So did he know who you were, Glenn?
Well, I thought he did, but he didn't, because he kissed me about four times, yeah, which was fine. And it was a double kiss.
Double kiss.
On the cheek.
Yeah.
And
better put that in.
Yeah. It wasn't two on the mouth. No, he didn't know who I was. Not that he should.
No.
No. Well, I slipped him a
Brussels. There we go.
I said, I'll probably be on the in-flight, Captain Kennedy, on there. And,
just a little heads up,
man. Did I tell you about that? I am talking about myself.
On the plane, do it.
I am talking about myself.
Come on.
I've also already talked about this on the radio. I was flying overseas, and I had this Japanese lady sitting next to me, and whereas I was flying into the Maldives. So I was a long way from home, and Kath and Kim was on the in-flight, and I'd been talking to the Japanese lady, and she said to me, what are you watching on the TV? And I said, I'm watching an Australian sitcom. And I got the little monitor, I turned it around, and I said, who do you reckon that is there? And I pointed to me, and she absolutely shat her pants. She was looking at me, she's going, oh, yeah, she's looking at the screen, looking at me, looking at the screen. It wasn't computer. She's going, oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Come on, my movie star. And her husband's asleep at about 3 o'clock in the morning, shaking him and going, oh my God. She had a meltdown.
Did she?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you got up, moved seats, the same routine again. All the way to the back of the plane, up to the cockpit.
Have you doing the Kel power walk up the aisle? I love it too. What you mentioned, David Heathcote. Jeffrey Rush played David Heathcote. And then, of course, he played your neighbour. Well, yes.
He played my neighbour, yes.
In Kath and Kim.
That
and
was funny when he did that.
How long did it take him to master the walk?
Well, what was funny, because I was about to do a scene and I was standing in the hallway dressed out in my outfit and there's Jeffrey Rush standing behind me dressed as me with his... with this, you know, the shorty shorts on and the singlet on, waiting for my nod of approval. And I turned around... And I said to Jeffrey, Academy Award winner, just pull the shorts a bit higher there. Jeffrey. And then we went out the front and I had to give him power walking lessons. Yeah. It is a bit disconcerting when people do you though. There's a part of me that I was in New Zealand and I did an Uncle Arthur lookalike competition.
Oh,
it was like a bad dream. I was standing there at a race course on a back of a ute, dressed as Uncle Arthur, going, well, welcome to Uncle Arthur. And I was surrounded by, I reckon, 50 Uncle Arthurs.
Wow.
It was just a bit like a bad dream. And they're all getting up on stage doing this is me. Jeez, I've talked about me a lot.
That
today,
is prime time entertainment on New Zealand television.
So
you get the Uncle
Who won?
Uncle Arthur won.
Really?
Uncle Arthur was the big winner that day.
No, but did the person who won, he or she, did they really look like you and really sound like you?
No,
or did you go
really
the other way and kind of go, oh, that person, you know, isn't as good as me, so I'm going to let him win?
Yeah. All that.
Here's what we need less of, bad Borat impersonator.
Oh, so there was one
in the Adelaide Advertiser last week, and it basically was a guy whose job is impersonating Luigi the ice cream salesman from The Wiggles. He's got the, you know, the twirly moustache.
It's just way too fat.
Yeah. It's not a twirly moustache.
Nah, it's a short, it's like a bushy one.
Not since bad Austin Powers impersonators at Oaks Day.
Well, there was a lot of, not a lot of dress up at the races when I went the other week. Yeah. Unless you count sort of colourful suits as dress up with Oakley wraparound sunglasses. But I've lost my train of thought.
The cricket, the Ashes last when they're in the UK, the dress ups by the Barmy or by the whole crowd were bunches of queens, there was bunches of popes, there was bunch.
I love it when they show up as like old sort of crusaders or Romans, like full gear.
I reckon they did. I really give it a big tick.
Massive tick. I hope Snagglepuss comes out for the Ashes tour here. He's my favourite.
Get a bit of that gear with the big test starting tomorrow.
A couple of bad Austin Powers and a bad Borat, and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
But what about some music? What have you got, Ed?
Here we go. This will be good.
6 months in a leaky boat.
Is that what it is?
That's not.
No, it's not at all.
Similar.
Okay, I'm going to play guitar.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to really get stuck in today. Two, three, four.
Yeah.
The government.
Welcome to Preparation City Limits. Get this. That is Split Ends. History never repeats here at Get This Round the Nation. Glenn Robbins is with us. And yesterday on the program, Glenn, in Melbourne, there's this bandit getting around robbing 7-Elevens, service stations. He's done 30 in 5 weeks. Nobody can catch him. He's wearing his own costume, basically, isn't it? It's a skull jacket.
With a skull on the back and a skull on the front.
Yeah. But surely someone can recognise his voice. Just have a listen again.
Just push a button and open a register now, mate. Get the coins out, quick. Get the notes out, mate. Do it now. Open the cash register now, mate. Now, don't make me come around here.
He wants those coins.
He really wants coins.
He's got to have coins.
Give me those coins, mate, and the notes, and those XXX mints.
Hello to everyone who emailed in suggesting that it's Tahir Biljic. I didn't want to say that yesterday. I thought that's going to sound rude. But I can't deny the torrent of emails that arrived yesterday. I don't think it is Tahir. Or somebody said, actually...
Good promo for the DVD.
Yeah, that's right.
Right promo for
the DVD. Actually, I reckon if we DNA'd this, it'd go all the way back.
There we go. Hello to Dave, who said, listen to the voice, dead ringer for Tahir, possibly shooting for a new DVD, Tahir Live, the Security Camera Edition. I don't know.
Work, Dave.
That's a good idea if you're, like we were talking about Galen yesterday. You saw Galen in the street and struggling to find...
The equine featured Galen.
Yeah, you know, not much in the way of presenting work coming his way. All the Quizmania spots are full.
Yeah, it's
7-Eleven security cameras.
There we go.
That's coverage.
Heaps of footage. Get hours of footage every week.
Have you seen this horse-faced Martian?
Oh, look, not approach him.
Let's get up
he
a
He will
mountain.
Crack onto you.
Hey, let's talk about romance briefly before we get to the topic. Glenn, have
last
you heard about
night.
Ed's... Oh, we're talking about you.
No, John, no. I would never rub my hands and make that noise if I was talking about me. last night, my flatmate Johnny Boy went on a date.
Yeah.
Went on a first date, and he took the lady to see Short Bus.
Hey, Short Bus?
To see what?
Short Bus. It's a film in general release, probably in your art house cinemas. It's one of these films with your actual...
It's the most sexually explicit film to ever, ever get shown in cinemas.
Yeah.
Although, in general release.
The tone.
Nine songs or...
No, oh, it's...
Nine songs.
Nine songs looks like a you know, a toned down version of Bambi after Short Bus gets
toned
going.
Down.
Yeah.
And what is it about?
What's it about? Life and the pursuit of happiness... Via a number of others in short periods of time.
It's a comedy, isn't it?
It's a comedy.
And it's sort of feel good.
It's really feel good. Some people feel fantastic during it.
What's your point?
My point is it's quite a long bow to draw to go to the short. I thought it was quite a full-on thing to do.
On a first date.
On a first date. And we were out beforehand looking for a place to live. And I said, I'm just going to get some dinner. And he kicked me out of the restaurant where I was trying to eat dinner because that's where he wanted to take the girl. And I see, he said that it would be embarrassing for him if I was sitting there eating pasta. I said, I'll sit three tables away. I don't mind. And he said, no, I'm too nervous about the Short Bus. I can't have you sitting here. Kick me out.
And now you've seen Short Bus twice, Ed.
I've seen it twice.
Is it, you know?
Now, let me ask you. Sorry, Tony.
Yeah.
Were you by yourself when you saw that film?
First time I was.
You saw it by yourself. Yeah. Were there a lot of men by themselves?
There's a lot of men together. And then a few men by themselves.
And the second time?
Two women.
I went, yeah.
With two women.
With girls. Yeah.
And the answer to your next question is yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
But is it this John guy? I mean, you know, I don't want to be crude about it, but how'd he go?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was up quite late. And yeah, I don't know.
See, a friend of mine, she saw Short Bus, and she said when she came out, she thought, I never want to have sex again.
Why?
Like it had the exact opposite effect.
No.
It was too much sex.
No.
Too much brightly lit real life sex.
It is brightly lit.
Yeah.
It is brightly lit. Extremely well shot, you know? Well, okay.
But it is a feel-good film. It's not like gratuitous pornography.
No. Glenn's looking at me like it's gratuitous. It's not like your early work, Glenn. Like that stuff they sent into the panel. This is, you know, storyline.
But I don't get it with a film like that. If it's why so explicit? What's the point of that? Because we know what happens. You don't need to, okay, we're going to have a meal. I don't need to see you take every mouthful. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say it.
That's the byline of Short Bus.
Okay.
Short Bus.
All right.
Take every mouthful.
Okay. Let's see if we can clean up this program. please. How can we do it?
Pointless jobs, Tony.
Here's, okay, we'll get to pointless jobs. Mm. Russell Crowe, would you say he has a pointless job?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Acting's pretty pointless.
Appearing in romantic comedies. Have you seen that one, Glenn?
I haven't seen
he's
that film.
I can't do it.
Doing a Hugh Grant
kind of trying to get
it.
Us to like him. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. He's sort of more suited to the moody dramas. Well, Colin Farrell is a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what Colin Farrell said. He doesn't care if people don't like Russell Crowe in a good year. He says he'll see him in anything. This is a quote, and it's got a swear word in it, so I'm warning you. This is Colin Farrell talking about Russell Crowe. I think Russell could get up, pull his pants down, take a shit, and you would still be completely blown away by it.
If he was up a tree... That would be,
Sorry, Glenn knows a bloke who does that from up a tree just for to amuse his friends. But, you know, is that something you're going to see? I mean, okay, people will go and see Short Bus.
Mm.
Will they go, okay, it's a one-minute film. Russell Crowe drops the pants.
1 minute.
Punches one out.
The credit.
Roll the credits.
Roll credits.
Get your speech ready.
Music by Moby.
Yeah, but the problem is... There's no take two.
That's true.
Yeah. Once Russell, we're going to go again.
Yeah.
Can't.
I haven't got another one in me. I'm sorry. See, I don't know. I'm not sure whether that's
maybe
true.
Maybe it's just Colin. Maybe that's just something Colin and Russell could just do together. We all don't need to be subjected to it. Maybe they could just have their own little, you know, one-man show, one-man audience, standing ovation at the end of it.
I still feel like we've soiled our own program somehow.
Really?
Yeah. How can we clean it up? What was that topic you wanted to do today?
Pointless jobs today, Tone.
Pointless jobs?
Obnoxious / pointless jobs.
E.g.?
We're talking sort of gym spruikers.
Oh, call centre types?
Yeah, nightclub door list holder, assistant real estate agent, stylist, flair bartender. I'm going to chuck celebrity agent in there as well.
Oh, okay. I know it's an old one, but the guy who tears the ticket at the cinema.
Oh,
I mean, seriously.
Come on, man.
I often say, that's it, is it?
Most times.
What else you got? Yeah,
job well done. Hey, take a break.
You burnt it.
Yeah.
Most time they're not there. Most time they don't check. Most time you can just go in for free.
You can. It's 1-4-3-5.
They do that. They tear it in half.
Yeah. And then go have... There you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy your film. That's it. Enjoy your film. Mm. Yeah. And these days... Oh, you know what I don't like? I don't like these seats where you've got allocated seats.
Oh, what's that about?
What's that about?
I got burnt on that, remember?
I know.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Rich.
That was when you went to the cinema with an old lady. I'm hoping that wasn't Short Bus, Richard.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I went to the cinema... to see Up Close and Personal.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And we could only get the front row seats.
Uh-huh.
So we could only see Up Close and Personal.
Yeah.
Up Close and Personal.
Wow. I'm just amazed that somebody went to Up Close and Personal.
Hey.
I saw Little Miss Sunshine on the weekend.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
Mm. Yes.
Fantastic ending.
Mm. Yes.
And, you know, I don't know. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
I don't know if you'll be like me because I know a bit about your family.
Mm.
I was actually sitting there looking at the family in Little Miss Sunshine thinking, I wish my family could function this well.
Really?
You know, when you're looking at the family from Little Miss Sunshine, enviously, that's when you've got to have a look.
Tony, you have got in you a great autobiography. When you make that film.
Oh, yeah. You know, I hate to be blunt and crude and offensive about it, in the words of Pete Smith, not enough people dead yet, Tony.
Is that right?
That's what Pete says when you say, when are you going to do that book, Pete? Pete Smith is sitting on the greatest television bombshell book of all time.
About him or you?
It's about him.
I'd love to.
It's about, because Pete has seen everything. Just think about that whole Graham Kennedy movie.
Yeah.
He was there all the way through.
Wow.
He knows where the glass coffee table is buried.
Does he?
Speaking of Russell Crowe.
Hang on a second.
No.
Great sequel. Crowe minus the duds, glass table, you know. Crowe and Farrell, part two.
Through a glass darkly. Sorry, that's our token Ingmar Bergman joke for the day. What the hell are we doing here? Pointless jobs.
1-3-3-5-3. Who's got a job where you say, come on, man? Like the people whose job it is to go to bars and flirt with people to get them to buy drinks.
That's a sorry
task.
That's
not good. What about the people who drive around? Their job is to be traffic.
Yeah.
Three of them in a row in a smart car or a truck, just with billboards on the back driving around for no reason.
Imagine being the middle one too of the three.
What about the people that work at hairdressers who sweep up hair?
That's all they do.
Okay, yeah, everyone who calls in gets a copy of Illegal Download, our limited edition CD. Are we going to have time for a song? Do you
have time for a song?
We are.
Oh, we've got time for a song.
What's going wrong with us these days?
Sorry, guys. Yeah, because judging by the amount of no's that Anna has already put next to some of our caller suggestions today, I think we might need a song.
We need a song to cleanse us of that Russell Crowe imagery. Call us now. Who's got a pointless job? 1-3-3-5-3. That's Danny California, the Chili Peppers here at Get This, where Glenn Robbins is with us, and give him a round.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, he's not retiring or anything.
No.
Let's have that for everybody today on Talkback Mountain. I guess we should have the same. The sonic action trigger.
Headphones are getting louder, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because they're up really high because you guys are deaf.
Yeah, me and Richard are both deaf. Yeah.
I'm a bit deaf.
And all our guests, because this is, even on community radio, they have a separate volume for the headphones.
Yeah, I know. You haven't got one.
No, it's the Haunted Studio.
But you know what you can do is actually bring a portable cassette radio in here and then plug some headphones in that, and that way you've got your own volume. That's what you're going to have to do to get your own volume happening.
All right. Okay. All right. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. Pointless job?
I actually get paid at work to do my homework. Homework.
Get some shots of her.
What are you meant to be doing?
Originally when I came, I took over a personal assistant job for someone else, and then the guy who I was personal assisting for left, and I never got fired, so I just sort of sit there and do nothing.
So they don't actually have anything for you to do. You're not bludging.
No.
You just show up.
No, I'm not actually not. I'm not bludging. I come and, I just do my homework when I'm at uni.
How do you fill out the day? Like, what's the schedule? How long on YouTube?
Quite a lot, because we've got, like, this huge unlimited download thing. So quite a lot of time on YouTube. And I've actually done a few discoveries of you guys, so, yeah.
Gosh, thank you, man. That's, Well, what's your favourite clip on YouTube?
There's too many to share. There's a few funny outtakes from Boytown that were on there.
Boytown Confidential.
And you made that movie, Tony.
Well, no, see, I made the controversial Boytown Confidential.
Here we go.
You did. That was awesome.
It's in the hands of the lawyers. We don't even know if it'll be able to come out. Glenn's involved in a bit of that.
Is it true?
That's the Kenny Larkin documentary.
Mm. It's not coming out?
Oh, no, we hope it's coming out, but the problem is that it tells the true story of Boytown.
Mm.
You've got this
yes.
Boytown movie, which is a sort of fluff pillows, walk the line kind of glamorized version.
Yes.
You want to see the real story, go to YouTube, look at those Boytown Confidential clips, although the one of Glenn, for some reason, someone's chopped it off before the end.
Oh, dear. Okay, hello, Ben.
We have to give that woman an illegal download.
She's on. Hello, Ben.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Pointless job.
I reckon one of the pointless jobs you have is one of those guys who actually presses a button in an elevator
Absolutely right. Ben, I think elevators have been around long enough for us all to have cottoned on how they work.
How hard is it to actually read a number?
They're exactly right.
But isn't it true with an elevator, if you hit the button 25 times in a row, the lift comes down quicker? Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
I thought that when I was a kid.
It's like when you're crossing the road. If you keep pushing that
button,
you'll get there quicker. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Pointless job.
Yep, I count the serial numbers on underpants.
right. Is this a job, not a hobby?
No, it's part of the job, yep.
Where are the serial numbers in underpants?
Well, Sam? On a tag. I get a box, and I've got to make sure the numbers are in order.
And so what is the point of the serial number? If a pair of underpants is found to be faulty, what happens?
I cross out the serial number and write it down on a pad.
Well, you know what, Sam? I feel safer knowing that you're out there doing this work. Yep. Thank you, sir.
And just one sidebar.
Yeah?
It is Glenn Robbins on the U2.
It is Glenn Robbins in U2.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks. You're the edge, buddy.
You've done very well,
it's,
Sam.
It's Movember, Glenn. I reckon you've got to grow the edge.
What did he say? I didn't hear.
He said it is U2.
Oh, really?
He's taken a break from the important serial underpants work.
He shouldn't take his eye off the ball. But if you have a look on the back of U2 18, the singles
that's
album.
Definitely
but
you,
but I would argue he's on the front and I look like nothing like him. I look like him with
bad
a beard.
Bad shot of him on
that's
the front.
That's like when they're about 12 on the front.
He doesn't look like him on the front. Once you've grown into it and you together, you look like him on the back.
Oh, I see.
Who else has got a pointless job?
Hi, Fraser.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, good, man. Pointless job.
I reckon it'd have to be the 12 hairdressers that are appointed by Samuel L. Jackson.
12?
Is that true?
It was in the papers and everything sort of, when he was doing Star Wars.
Yeah,
in that he's completely and utterly bald.
He is bald, Samuel L. Jackson.
Have they all got a different part of his head that they have to paint lacquer on?
Because in Star Wars, it's not like he had, the dreadlocks or anything.
No.
He was bald in Star Wars, wasn't he? I was asleep by his scene, but...
Oh, yeah.
Too much talk of trade deficits.
I didn't
too much GST talk in those new Star Wars films.
12 hairdressers. He's got to 10 and gone, I tell you what, a couple more I reckon would be right here. incredible. That's it, Tone. We're done.
Okay, it doesn't get much more pointless than that.
Yeah.
Glenn, thanks for coming in.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Have you got anything to plug? Nothing at all. You'll just be hitting.
No, that's true, actually.
You might see Glenn on a golf course.
The Ashes, starting tomorrow. There you go.
Score prediction?
Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic. I reckon Australia just.
Okay.
Nice.
No idea what that means. Thanks to everyone who called in. And our key phrase today, I reckon it was just the sound of Tony Bullimore arriving back in port.
An abrupt end for Tony Bullimore's Indian Ocean crossing in Albany this morning.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Scott Edgar from Tripod. That means it's time to play Dobbin and Nerd once again, all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.